Okay, it's 4 p.m. I'd like to call the this meeting to order Thursday, January 5th, 2023 at 4 p.m. If we could all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, if we could have a moment of silence. Thank you. Okay, at this time I'd like to have a roll call of board members present.
So, Larry Bagshaw present.
Ray Heddings present.
Sharon Hillman present.
George Gorkowski present.
Corey.
This is Corey Ellsworth and I am present. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you. I declare we have a quorum. Okay, the first item on the list is the resignation of Mr. Thomas Reske. Prior to the board meeting on December 1st, Thomas Reske delivered his resignation to me. This time I'd like to have a motion to accept this resignation.
I so move.
Second.
All in favor of accepting?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion accepted, resignation received and accepted. Okay, the next item. Let's see here. Is the appointment of new board members. So it's the motion and pleasure of the board. Two board member applications have been received to replace Mr. Reske's position. They are Victor Tanyo and Steve Ballin. And both would be given up to 5 minutes for questions and discussions.
Since neither of them are there, I believe we're going to have to table this until the board meeting.
Okay, make a motion to table this to the board meeting.
Yes, second the motion.
All in favor of tabling it for the board meeting on January 26th?
Aye.
Aye.
27.
27?
Yeah.
Yeah. Opposed? Therefore, we'll table this for the next meeting. Okay. So now we get to the election of the 2023 Pines Strawberry Water Improvement District's officers.
I nominate Raymond Heddings for chairman. I nominate George Gorkowski for vice chair. I nominate Larry Bagshaw as secretary. And I nominate Sharon Hillman as treasurer.
Do we all second?
And I second all that.
Okay.
All right. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Congratulations, officers. So yes, I had discussions with George and he's agreed to be the vice chair. So, and then Sharon will then become treasurer.
Yeah.
As the officer, so. So do we need to, I guess we need to contact the county with those positions.
Yeah, I will do that.
No,
do
that.
Okay.
The website has to be updated, I believe, right?
It should be, but it's so far behind.
Yeah.
But yes, we can contact the county.
Yeah.
And let them know. And,
right.
Okay. So we'll take care of that, Larry?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The only other thing that I forgot was Roger and I needed to be sworn in.
Yes, and I believe she was standing by to swear you in.
Yes.
But Roger's not here.
Well, but at least we get Sharon sworn in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me go get her.
Yes, okay. Please. So we have to have Roger then on the next. next to her.
Better stand. Put your hand over your heart.
Okay.
I just didn't fill out the second part, but I think it's the discharge the office, the duties of the office of. I don't know if it's board of directors or it's
a board member.
Board member.
Okay. Yeah, and we just put in board member in there.
Okay. I think last time Corey and them, they just read it.
Okay. Sharon Hillman, I do solemnly swear to affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of board member according to the best of my ability, so help me God, I do affirm.
Deserves at least a round of applause. Time to wait, life away for 4 more years.
I guess we should see if there's anybody in the public that wants to make any comments.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this time I have said.
Okay, at this point in time, number 8, consideration and discussion of general unscheduled comments from the public. So again, I see we have a few folks on the phone. So those wishing to address the board need not to request permission in advance. Any such remarks shall be addressed to the board as a whole and not to any member thereof. Such remarks shall be limited to 3 minutes unless additional time is granted by one or more of the board members. At the conclusion of the unscheduled comments, individual members of the board may respond, but not discuss, to the item addressed at the discretion of the chairman, or they may ask staff to review the matter or ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda. The chairman of the meeting may limit the number and length of public comments to maintain a reasonable meeting schedule. So at this time, on the few unidentified callers on, do you have any comments?
DJ?
Is there two DJs?
There's two DJs.
One's muted and one's not.
Okay.
Apparently.
Okay. Well, I will take the silence then, as there are no unscheduled comments from the public. Therefore, we'll move to item 9. Identifying potential agenda items for the next scheduled Board of Directors meeting on January 26th, 2023. So I guess we will have the Corey, his installation or?
Yeah, Roger.
Roger,
Roger.
Not Corey.
And appoint a.
Yeah, what?
We'll have to get in touch with those people that applied for the board that we tabled and. Bring that forward.
And okay, previous minutes.
The previous minutes have to be in an executive session.
Not for this. This is a
well,
special session.
Yeah. But we'll,
okay.
The ones are tabled.
Yeah.
Okay.
I make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
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 Opposed? No opposition. Therefore, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for attending, and thank you.
Thank you.
Members?